Hey, thanks for joining me on this episode of the Expositor's Workshop podcast. This ministry exists to elevate your exposition by offering practical help to those who are seeking to grow in their preaching. Today, I want to talk to you about the picture that literally changed my preaching. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, listen, museums and galleries around the world have a person on their staff, sometimes several of them, called curators. Right? It's the curator's job to kind of oversee the works and pieces of the museum in that or that gallery. They're the resident experts on the masterpieces. Right? It's their job to acquire, to care for, to arrange, even display the work so that the public are informed about it, educated, even inspired by the art, that they may experience that work for themselves. See, a curator is metaphorically and oftentimes literally standing between the patron and the masterpiece. Right? They're between them, but not to obscure the vision, but to actually help you see what's really there. Here's what you might miss. Here's what the uninformed are ignorant of. Here's the background that makes this piece so wonderful. Here's what the author or the creator was trying to communicate. Right? It's the curator's job to help you really see, to help you really appreciate, to help you really understand and ultimately experience what you're looking at. That's the job of a curator. They serve both you and the masterpiece. Well, listen, that's the job of the preacher. He stands between the person in the pew or the person in the congregation and the biblical passage, not so that they're obscuring the vision or the understanding of that passage, but they're there so that that person can actually get nearer to what God is saying. Listen, the sermon should bring the listener into the passage so that they can experience it fully or more fully for themselves. Listen, I got that picture of preaching the preacher as a curator by a guy by the name of Abraham Kurvilla. He writes on preaching pretty regularly. Listen, you should check him out. He says there are basically two primary ways expositional preachers deal with a passage, right? And you can think of both of these ways like your preaching passage is a window. Now, the first and the most common way that preachers, expositors handle a text is that they're basically looking through the text at some big idea, some main idea, some primary application. So the passage in this view is a window that you look through to see some truth, some principle, some timeless application. So it's your job to study the passage. You're discerning the truth there, the principle there, and then you're crafting a sermon that helps people see this truth through this passage. And that's what I did for years. I looked at the passage basically like a window that I'm looking through at some timeless principle, some big idea. But Kurvilla, he encourages a different picture. Now, still thinking of your passage like a window, but Kurvilla says the text is not clear glass that you're looking through. It's colored glass that you are looking at. Right? It's not a plain glass window that you're looking through to see the world. It's a stained glass window that you're looking at. In other words, the sermon doesn't use a passage to articulate a big idea. The sermon looks at a passage using a big idea to help you experience that passage for yourself. Let me say that again. The sermon doesn't use a passage to articulate a big idea. The sermon looks at a passage using a big idea to help you experience that passage for yourself. Many of us need to make the shift from preaching sermons to preaching texts. Right? Just ask yourself this question regarding your most recent sermons. Were my sermons primarily the articulation and application of a big idea? Or were my sermons primarily vehicles through which people could experience the text and its truths themselves? In other words, are you communicating big ideas, or are you curating biblical texts? Now, let me offer you just three simple suggestions on how to become a better curator. Number one, own your role as a biblical curator, not simply a biblical communicator. Right? You stand between the people and the biblical passage to serve both. Your sermon is that bridge. You are that bridge. And the question is not, what big idea can I bring before the people from this passage, but how can I help people experience this passage and its truths through this big idea or through a main idea? So that's number one, own your role as a curator. Number two, craft your outline to curate the passage. Craft your outline to curate the passage. Right? Since exposition is exposing what is there in the passage, your outline should be pointing out the structure and the important details of the text. Right, just like the curator in the museum points out things in the painting that the untrained or the uninformed eye misses, that's what your sermon should do. Right, you are called to be the resident expert on this passage. Now listen, I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but in a 2 Timothy 2:15 way. Study, be diligent to show yourself, to present yourself, approved to God, as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. How? By accurately handling the word of truth. That's what a curator does. They're pointing people back to the passage. That's why I firmly believe that your sermon outline should reflect the structure of the biblical passage you are preaching. So craft your outline to curate the passage. Or you could say it, you know, your outline should be a curation of the passage. And finally, number three, and then we're done. Use, don't abuse the big idea. Use, don't abuse the big idea. Right? Your big ideas are helpful. They're important. You should be coming up with big ideas or discerning big ideas from the text. But loved ones, they're not inspired. Your big ideas are helpful and they're good, but they're not inspired. The scripture is what is inspired. And your big idea should point people to the scripture. We don't use the scripture to point to our big ideas. Let's learn that together. Well, listen, hey, I hope this has been helpful to you. Maybe I'll talk about more in the future about curating passages. But let this picture change your preaching too. Let it change the way you study, the way you prepare, but ultimately how you present the sermon to your people. You're not there as a representative of big ideas. You're there as an ambassador of the Bible so that they might see its truths and experience its truths themselves as they encounter God. Thanks for listening.